Today, Jesus teaches us the Our Father. He teaches us to pray to the Father, to our God, who is our Father. And I think that especially at this time, what Jesus wants to do is he wants to heal our lives by reconciling us, bringing us back to the Father and the Father's love. That the Father's love heals us. A week and a half ago, we got a new bishop, which was awesome. I wasn't here the weekend after that, so I'll celebrate with you today. I was way up north with my cousin, Father Paul Timmerman, which is always a blast, and a bunch of the handmaids of the Heart of Jesus. We were right by the Boundary Waters, literally no cell phone reception, no nothing up there. And so the only way we found out there was a new bishop is they had one of these things called a house phone. Remember those, right? So New Ulm called up at 5 in the morning when they announced the new bishop and said, there's a new bishop. Father Paul and I are staying in hermitages out in the woods. So the sisters in the cabin, they get up and they're like, how are we going to wake up the priests and get them in here? So they start ringing the lunch bell and the chapel tower bell. They start ringing the bells. After like 20 minutes, they were thinking we'd come running. We didn't run. We didn't come out of our cabins. They're like, man, if the bear's mauling us, Father's not going to save us, you know? So finally, they came out in the Ranger. They picked us up and brought us back. And they said, Fathers, we got a new bishop. And Mother said, Bishop Chad Zielinski, which we laughed about, Bishop Chad. We're like, wow, that's going to get some taken used to. But then we just stopped. And you've been up north, the beautiful of lake, the trees, the sun was up. And we took a time. One sister had a guitar, and we just sang a praise and worship, the Te Deum, praising God. And at the end of the week, many of us said it was such a moment that touched us deeply as we praised God and thanked him for the gift of that bishop. But as I prayed, something else also happened in my heart. As I thanked God that and realized that we have a father again in our diocese. We have a shepherd to lead us. I was able to recognize just how painful it had been to not have a bishop for 2 years, that we didn't have a father to guide us. And now knowing we had one again actually helped me to start to heal, to be able to acknowledge that and to start to heal. It made me think of you here as well, that before I came, there was a time where you didn't have a priest. And it was a very difficult time for you. And I recognized that when I came, I was very well received, and it's not because you knew who I was, because you didn't have a clue who I was. But you received me because you knew you had a father again. And by having a father, knowing I was here for good, you began to heal. Healing was able to start. When we receive a father, it allows the healing. If that's true on that human level, how much more true is that with our Heavenly Father? So today in the gospel, Jesus teaches the Our Father. They see Jesus praying. That's the first thing that it said. They saw him praying. And something struck them about the way he prayed. Have you ever seen somebody praying like that? Have you ever noticed someone praying and you knew, like, wow, I want to be able to pray like that? I'm thinking ahead to next week to the Steubenville Conference. I'm so excited for our kids. That especially Saturday night at that adoration, so often that night, they're touched by God's love in a powerful way. They pray and they are not just saying prayers. God is with them and it changes their lives. It doesn't have to be flashy like that. Every day when Jesus prayed, that's what happened. That's what they saw. When Jesus prayed, his life changed. They knew somehow that this was the source of everything Jesus was and everything Jesus did, all of his miracles, all of his teaching, all that Jesus did. This was the source of it when he went and prayed. And so they came and said, Jesus, teach us to pray like that. If that comes up in you today, you're like, wow, I want to know how to pray like that. Then like the disciples asked Jesus today, teach me to pray, Jesus. Teach me to pray. And Jesus says, when you pray, call God your Father. That's what he says. The first thing Jesus said, call God Father when you pray. We know that Jesus called God Abba, which is the same word he would have called Joseph when he was a young boy growing up. He would have turned to Joseph and said, Abba, Daddy. And now when Jesus grew up, he still used that same word now for his heavenly Father. When he went to pray, that was the closeness and the intimacy that he felt with God, with his Father, Abba. Jesus said, when you pray, call God Father. And when Jesus prayed, he knew that when he was there, that God was a good Father. Really, the whole second half of the gospel after the Our Father, all of it, really what he's saying is, he's a good Father. You should ask, you should seek, you should knock. And he says to be persistent, not because somehow we're supposed to twist God's arm to get what we want. Sometimes we can think like that, you know? No, ask, seek, and knock because he's a good Father and he will answer you. How much more will the Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask? Give the Holy Spirit to them. See, this is the Father that Jesus knows. No, this is who you are speaking to when you pray. Let the Father take care of you. Go to him. Be persistent. Yes. Trusting, knowing he will take care of you. You know, there's such a healing, a beauty to being childlike. When we feel like we have to kind of keep everything going, keep all the balls in the air, like when I didn't have a bishop or whatever that situation is in your life, there's a heaviness. And when we're able to just be a child and put it in the Father's hands and know that we are loved and the Father will actually take care of us, then healing begins in our hearts. As I look out at our world, especially the last few weeks, and I see since Roe versus Wade was overturned, and kind of just the turmoil and the tumult that is happening in our nation. Everything from whatever, you know, to people and protests and Congress and judges, all of it. Looking with spiritual vision, what I see is a lot of woundedness coming out. Just a lot of pain and hurt. And it shouldn't be a surprise. It's actually okay. But just think of so much pain that is there from all kinds of things, but specifically here, pain over sexual sin and how that has hurt and destroyed us. That first reading about Sodom and Gomorrah, you could really just say all sexual sin has caused so much pain and hurt. And specifically, I think, things done by men. Fathers who were not fathers. In whatever way that worked out, more serious or lesser, but still just a lack of a real fatherhood. Husbands who were not good men to their wives, or men who are just not good to women. In families, siblings, to whoever that is. That have caused hurt and pain. And just so much coming out there, right? Jesus, as he comes, he doesn't come as a political leader. He doesn't come as a judge creating laws. He doesn't come as a doctor prescribing the right medicines to fix us. What he does is he goes right to the root of all of that in us. And he says, no, what you need to know is that you have a Father who has a perfect love for you. A Father who loves you perfectly and a Father who will take care of everything. So why don't you put this in his hands today? That no matter what is happening right now in my life, no matter what I've done, no matter what's been done to me, no matter what kind of confusion I'm experiencing and feeling interiorly and inside of me, in my body and in my mind and heart, in my sexuality, especially in that, in having of children and the fears, so many fears around that, in gender struggles and confusion, or just whatever the need is on a human level, whatever that need is, Jesus says, go to the Father. Go to the Father and pray this prayer. That's where you will find the healing. We believe as Christians that the Father's love is what fulfills us. We believe that. That it's only his love that can really satisfy all of these pieces of us. To know that I have a Father who loves me again. somehow it begins the healing. It allows us to let go and to realize, even admit how hard it has been and how deep the wound goes, and then let the Father in his love begin to heal. You notice as we do that, as we let the Father take care of us, as we pray this prayer, what happens in the prayer is the focus comes off of us completely, of myself and my inward look. And the focus goes on him in the Our Father. The prayer is all about who he is and how he is going to take care of it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. You are holy, and Jesus, may you be holy. Father, may you be holy in my heart, in our life, in our world. May we hold you as holy, as sacred. I lost my track. How's the Our Father go? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Right? May you reign in my life. I want to let you reign, not me. Your will be done. Even in this bad that's happened or is happening, your will, if your will is done here, you will take care of me. Your will be done. You reign. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need then. And that daily bread is not ordinary. That extraordinary bread is the Eucharist. That's what we need. And forgive us our sins. Because with our sins forgiven, there's freedom and lightness. And joy again. And help us to forgive those who have offended us. Because otherwise we're stuck. Resentment, bitterness. When we forgive, there's freedom again in our life. And then deliver us from... Nope, I'm losing my track of the Our Father again. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And when I face those trials and temptations and struggles, Lord, don't let me fall. Don't let me fall, but deliver me from the lies of the enemy.